El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Good evening. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, and we're back from an extended weekend because business is heating up. Picking up may not be exactly the word, but heating up, I think, as we move toward the end of the month of June, as we move off of the Talk Radio Network platform and we proceed onto a new terrestrial radio platform. Yes, you heard me right. That is where we have aimed this starship, and that is where we see ourselves landing on another terrestrial platform, because the questions have been...
Yes, well, there are people asking, are you going to do the podcasting? Are you going to do...
Yeah, and...
Excuse me for just... I'm not done yet.
Sorry.
The podcasting, are you going to do...
Like a satellite.
I'm not done yet.
Okay, but...
Like a satellite.
I'm not done yet.
Satellite.
I'm not...
Hey.
See, he's the one that starts... Yes, satellite. Thank you, bud. And,
You were about ready to kick his ass a minute ago.
Well, now I don't want to kick his ass. Now, thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Yes, satellite.
Okay, yes. Terrestrial, satellite, digital only. All of these things have been options, and all of them have been investigated, and we are very, 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 very high on... Obviously,
gas.
High on gas. Thank you. We're very high on going on the terrestrial road of journey, on the terrestrial road to find out, like that Cat Stevens song. Remember that?
Oh God!
You not talking about Cat Stevens?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I left my. It's very well.
Kind of gay, isn't it?
I happen to like Cat Stevens. Well, I mean, you know, it's old and maybe it's a bit. On the flimsy side, on the light side, on the fairy tale side, but I like it. So that was what we were doing, and also discussing the further development of our one-man show, a live theater show, which we are very much, you know, that's happening, baby. Don't worry about it. We were hoping to launch in the spring. It's going to take a little bit longer, but nonetheless, all of these things are going to happen. It's just a matter of you know, when, and as we... You know, as you do them, you get new ideas, and you change the projection, you change the date when you think you'll be able to do it, you change what it is you want to do. Maybe it's longer, maybe it's shorter. And one of the things that I do, and I probably am worse at this than most, is I let my audience in on all these things. I mean, I literally allow the audience a day-to-day view of how these things develop. And, you know, sometimes I'm overstating something or...
Well, you're getting the dates wrong, Phil. We get a lot of people who will call up or call... a bud or me, and they'll say, well, why did he say that? And I'll say, well, I don't know. And they'll say, well, is he a liar? Is this pathological? And I'll say, I honestly don't know.
Why would you say that?
Because I know you're not a pathological liar, but I'm trying to keep the audience...
Yeah, try to keep on our side.
Yes, I'm trying to keep them on our side. So they'll say... Is Phil a pathological liar? You see?
Uh-huh.
Well, what does the uh-huh mean?
Well, it sounds to me like you're encouraging that view.
I'm not encouraging, but Phil, I can't sit there and say, well, how dare you, you slut, or whatever it is I want to call them.
You don't have to call him a slut. You can say, Phil's not a pathological liar. Phil is projecting some things that may take... extra few weeks, that's all.
Phil, do you want me to go into a big song and a dance and a speech?
Yeah, you can't go into a big speech, man. We know what's going on.
That going into a speech. It's called customer service, customer relations. Well, you know, Phil is working very hard. Thank you very much. Very happy to have you guys with us. But you're sitting there, and you're listening to people calling me a pathological liar, and you're agreeing with them.
Phil, isn't that a part of customer relations?
Yeah, just as good as say, is he a pathological or however you say that? Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's just as good, huh?
Well, it's a form of customer relations, you know.
No, it's not a form of customer relations. Is Phil a pathological liar? Well, you might have something there, pal. Thanks so much for listening to the Phil Hendry Show.
It is a valid point of view. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's what you've been doing. I'd like you to stop doing that, please.
Yes, sir.
Jeez.
Well, I'm not being Adolf Hitler here. I'm just, please don't do that. Back me up a little bit better.
Jawohl, mein Hauptmann.
Jawohl.
Don't give me the jawohl, mein Haupt... Just please, okay?
Fine, Phil. Don't talk to me like I carry your slop jars. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm not carrying a slop bucket.
I'm not saying you guys are carrying a slop bucket. I'm just saying.
Slop bucket.
You think that's funny? That's what they made people do.
Yep. You know, my great-grandparents carried a man's slop jar.
Did you hear that, Phil? Robert's great-grandparents had to carry a man's slop jar, so don't make jokes of it.
I'm not making any jokes.
You're all laughing about it.
All right, anyway, welcome to the program, folks. Our number 877-876-PHIL, sir, there was that. And we're staying out in Santa Monica, California at a very beautiful place called Shutters. And no, I was not their guest. I paid full price. No, I'm not doing a commercial for them. I just happen to like the place. No, there's nothing about what I'm doing these days that's cut rate. Or am I getting any breaks? The answer is no. In other words, doing business these days, there's probably people that do it and do it very, very well still. My ex-wife, Maria, was one of the greatest I'd ever seen at getting us to these places, you know, like taking vacations for no money at all, you know.
Well, she's using all those miles. She's using all the points.
She's using all the points. She's using all the American Express points, all that jazz. And, you know, so we'd, like, spend no money at all. But, brother, it ain't. Those days are long gone, man. Now, there was a thing here this weekend called the Prancercise that was getting everybody talking online. I'm sure that it's been going on for about a week, but it really reached critical mass here over the last couple of days. And it was this lady, Margaret, you know this woman?
Yes, I know Joanna Rohrbach. She's a wonderful exercise guru. This was done in, it reached its popularity in 1989, called Prancercise. You prance like a horse might prance. Now, I heard Dan saying that it's part of isometrics. Joanna, I don't think she know. I wouldn't know. But you prance, and it gives you strength here, right here.
Rubbing your butt.
Yeah, I know I'm rubbing my... Does he have to do that?
Bud, we get it.
I'll let people know what I'm rubbing, thank you.
Well.
All right, I'm rubbing my butt. God.
Would you let her do it, Bud?
That she's doing.
Okay, and?
Well, so, yes, I'm going, yeah.
I'm not going, yeah. You filth. Yeah, that's...
Take it easy, Margaret. So Prancercise does what?
You see right here, you see this? This is the glutamus mat. See right here? Look, see? See that?
Yeah, you have to pull your dress up.
Could you put your dress down, please?
What?
You got your dress hiked up, and we're looking at your underwear.
This is clinical, and it's... Why is it Jack LaLanne could show his ass, and no one cared? And when I show mine, to show you... See, right here. All in here, right up in here.
Oh, Margaret, you're pointing right to your crotch.
Yes, because it tightens in here, right up there. If you three don't stop laughing, so help me God.
Look at your... Ladies and gentlemen...
The audience, I'm trying to tell you three what... You're going to let... Oh, by the way, folks, I'm pointing right to my you-know-what. There. You happy? And then it tightens the belly. It tightens the, you know, these two. And...
Make them bigger?
I'm not going to answer that. But yes, it does. And then the shoulders and the head. And one of the most neglected areas of exercise... What do you think one of the most neglected areas of exercise is? Robert, I'll go first with you. Bud?
Well,
Phil?
You're
right. The face. Now...
You're right. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I don't know that.
The face. The face is neglected. And we have a saying around our Prancercise studio, is your face airtight or is it watertight? Now, what does that mean? Well, it doesn't really mean a lot, but what it does mean is your face toned and tight and ready to take... No, whatever it is... Someone's going to give you. I don't know. What are you laughing at? What are you...
I'm laughing at what you're saying, man. It's just as bizarre a thing as I've ever heard. Your face tightens up so it'll be ready to take what anyone gives it?
You really ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, sure. All right, anyway, we'll come back. Margaret will be doing the Prancercise with special attention paid to the face muscles, which are neglected quite often in our daily exercise regimens. So it is Prancercise, baby, next. And you might want to... Well, in fact, we will. We'll find the Prancercise video, and we'll have the music. When we come back here, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and join us online. Our live streaming video happening right now.
Truth is our bitch.
Never.
The Phil
never.
Henry Show.
Hey, lady.
Never forget to roll your eyes.
Show.
Hey, welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and Margaret Gray joins us. Now, what you want to do here, Margaret, is what?
Well, I'm going to play the Joanna Rohrbach video, and I'm going to demonstrate, as we might demonstrate on radio, the Prancercise method. Now, I know a lot of you ladies out there, and this is a difficult part of the program, because every time I try to do something that is going to enhance, enlighten, and tighten. Those are our three E's. Enhance, enlighten, and tighten.
One of those is a T.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it is.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
Can't you let it ride? The three E's. Enlance, enhance. You're the only one.
You said enlance.
I did not. I said, yes, enlance.
What's enlance?
Enlance, enhance. No, enhance, lance.
That's a guy.
That's a guy, right?
Lance? Since when?
Well, okay, what are you talking about?
Enhance, Lance, and Titan is what I'm trying to say.
Enhance, enlighten, and Titan. That's it.
That's it. You're right. I'm sorry. All right, so Oh, damn your ass to hell.
Well, you're the one that's coming up with it. The three E's. First of all, one of them's a T.
I know, I get it. Will you just let me do this? Can I do it my way? Do you mind?
Go ahead, Ms. Gray. Oh, Miss Mary, bum you out.
Thank you very much, bud. All right, we like to enhance and to enlighten and to tighten, and we do that by way of the Prancercise. Now, one of the things that I've introduced that I tried to get Joanna on the phone, I've emailed her three times, and I also tweeted her, and I said to her, Joanna, I'm the one that did the face tightening. I am the one that thought of that. And she has not acknowledged that, and I think it is quite bold of a woman that looks the way she does, and I love her like a sister, don't get me wrong.
Well, what does that mean?
What does what mean?
Well, she looks the way she does, but I love her like a sister.
I came up with the Prancercise facial, all right? Let me just...
Hey, watch it.
Kick his ass. I came up with the Prancercise facial tightening, and I called her and I said, Joanna, and she can't be bothered, she's busy, and so I'm letting everyone know that this is a Prancercise exercise that tightens up all of this here. You see? Here, 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 here.
No one can see, Margaret. We're on the radio.
Yes, they can. You can imagine, ladies, here, here, and here, right? See? And here? You can hear what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
What am I tightening?
Well,
I didn't ask you, bud. I'm asking Phil and Robert. What are you tightening right now?
Your mouth.
Right. That's right. The reason I told you is to sing.
No one can understand what you're saying.
All right, I'm sorry. But that's in right here. See? Now, what part are you tightening, David?
That's your cheeks.
Exactly, my cheeks. Now, you just make it up like this, see?
Margaret, you sound stupid, okay?
I sound stupid. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, you sound stupid, because this is what you sound like. And all of that.
Right, but you gotta, let people understand what you're saying.
Whatever. All right, so here it is. Here's Joanna. Now, I want all of you gals out there, because I know you men are cynical, and you're all going, and you're laughing. All of you gals, stand in a circle, in a semicircle. If there is a stone or a flat rock in the middle, that is good. It's a little bit of a Wiccan thing. I want to have a flat rock and some running water. All right, if you have any herbs.
Can we just do the exercise, please?
All right, fine. So here we go with the Prancercise.
Hello, I'm Joanna Rohrbach of Prancercise LLC.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here today to show you the four modes of...
Now, right here, do you see her face? See the face?
Yes.
See that right there?
Yes.
See, right? Okay, now watch. I'm going to do the Prancercise facial, And imagine how her face could... Imagine how it can look better.
Why are you whispering, Margaret?
Yeah, why the whisper?
Because I don't want her.
You don't want her to hear you? You're on the radio.
I know it.
Exercise. I've got my ankle weights in place, and my
knees
are ready. So let's stop talking and do some walking.
What about a camel toe?
Stop it. Stop it. What did you say?
What about the camel toe?
There, this has been, Margaret...
Oh, for God's sake.
It's been a thing of discussion. People are saying there's a lot of camel toe happening with this woman. What about it?
What about it? My God, you'd think the men of this country are children. What's the matter? Have you not seen a lady's thing before? What a child. She's wearing her tights very tight. They get sucked up in there. It happens. It happens to me every day. I'm constantly... I borrowed, by the way, ladies, this is a very good, and Phil, if you could just put your hands over his ears.
Okay.
Ladies, if you borrow one of your husband's shoehorns, it acts as a very nice pet.
All right. Can we just please not talk about that now?
Well, look at you all grossed out about a lady. All right, here we go. Whee! Now, here goes my face. Watch.
D-D-Y-P. D-D-Y-P.
I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go.
Run the BB. Run the BB.
Wait. Hold on.
Don't stop it, you jackball. Keep it going. All right, now, and...
Run the BB. Run the BB. Run the BB. Run the BB.
And again. That is the facial. And see how she's dancing like she's got something wedged? I'm sorry, Joanna, darling, but you really, if you don't know how to dance and all you know how to do is act as if you're dementia-ridden, that's what it's going to look like.
Well, I hear a little jealousy going on, Margaret.
Wait just a minute. Say that again.
I hear a little bit of jealousy going on.
Jealousy?
Yeah, jealousy. Oh, look at her. Ha, ha, ha. She's got dementia going on. And there you are with the facial. Nobody understands what you're saying.
Got a lot of people calling in saying, what was you saying?
What was I saying? I was saying 1, 2, 3, 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the secret?
Well, Margaret, it's coming out like this.
Oh, you're high on narcotics. No, it did not.
I could play it back for you.
No, wait, you're letting the tape go. Stop the tape. This is the part. This is called the hot. Well, I guess you won't. This is called hot on the face. What? You know you've got a filthy mind. Has anyone ever told you, Phil, that your mind marinates in sewage? Just before you go on the air, what do? Do you pull it out of a toilet tank?
Margaret, you know, a hot facial...
You know, your mind marinates in sewage. Grow up. Now, here we go. This isn't it, bud.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. This is the same garbage. I mean, this is the same... Here we go. Would you get... All right, here we are. This is where...
Okay, now we're going to step up the pace a little bit with the Prancer-sized trot. It's really hot.
Oh, God, I told her to drop that part. Okay, see how she's acting as if... Now, you see how she's acting as if she can't control the muscles in her shoulders?
Well, she's doing a little bit of a trot.
She's not doing a little bit of a trot. She's acting as if she has a combination of muscular dystrophy and a sort of a spastic problem in the lower back. But anyway, here we go. Now that...
Turn it off.
What are you doing?
What is that?
That's step two of the facial.
You know, this lady here, this Joanna Rohrbach, comes up with this exercise, this Prancer-size, which you may think it looks goofy, but hey, the lady's gotten, how many, what, 5,500,000 hits. She's been on TV. She, you know, she's about to be reborn, it looks like. She's selling her books. She's selling her Prancer-size website deal, you know.
Listen to you. You sound like you're right out of Jersey. Selling a deal? You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Yes, I do. And you're making fun of her, and you're talking about her face. What was that you just did?
That's the hot Prancer-size facial. You don't like the title, I'll change it.
Yeah, it sounds dirty. I'm ready to get called.
I'll handle it, bud, okay?
Boy, he's like your general manager or something. Somebody's over there just, yeah. What are you? Are you related to R.C. Collins?
Who?
R.C. Collins, are you related to him?
Who?
R.C. Collins, you ass.
R.C., are you related to him?
I'm not related to him. I don't know who he is.
Well, you sound like him.
All right, we're going to be back here with Margaret and the rest of this ridiculous thing, the Prancercise, in a moment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And your phone calls, 877-876-PHIL. Be right back.
That's your face. And it could use some tightening.
Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, so what do we got, Margaret?
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'm sorry. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Phil Henry Show. So you have Joanna Rohrbach's Prancercise. We've done two forms of the Margaret's talking about...
Let me do it. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Margaret Gray. And when we talk about Prancercise, my very dear friend Joanna is demonstrating on the video as she gallops and prances. If Joanna was here, by the way, she would say the following thing. She'd say, yes, I get it that I look silly. Enough already with your juvenile college-age frat brother jokes. Because guess what? I'm making more money than J.C. off the cross. She'd say that. I know her. And she'd say, so suck on that. I'm Joanna Rohrbach. That is what she'd say. Okay, Phil?
All right. So in other words, she's well aware of the jokes that are being made at her expense.
Absolutely. Now, if I said to her, Joanna, the one thing that we're missing with Prancercise is working out the face. The face, the face. I can't stress it enough. In life, what do you use more than your face? You know?
Yeah, you're not using your face to make it do anything.
Yes, you are, bud, you idiot. Yes, you are. Are you smiling? Yes. Are you frowning? Yes. Are you looking? Yes. Are you putting on a look for the world to see? Yes. Is your face exposed to the elements? Yes. What is the one part of your body that is always exposed to the elements? Never, ever, ever do you give it a break. It's your face. You've got your face stuck in the weather. You got it shoved right out there into traffic. And yes, in your personal life, and I'm not going to be graphic, Phil, but you're sticking your face in some places that are pretty...
Okay, we get the idea.
Excuse me, that are pretty funky. You understand what I'm saying? You get the idea. I'm not being graphic.
All right, you don't even have to bring that up.
When you... Oh, really? You know something, Phil? I'm going to tell you a story. I knew a young man in college by the name of Tom Matcham. Tom Matcham was a great guy. He might have suffocated. And that's all I'm going to say. You understand?
Okay. Did it involve you?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'd have to make that deduction, too.
None of your business.
He might have suffocated.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say his face took a beating that night.
You know...
All right, so let's get to...
You're right, it did. All right, here we go with the Prancercise. I don't know what she's doing here, but let's get the face. I really want to stress... Here we go. And one, two, three, and go.
Guys, trot. It's really hot.
Whee! All right, now you see, she's dancing along. You see the dancing? You see the dance motion, Phil?
Yes, I do.
All right, now, what I'd like to do is see how she's moving her arm. She's swinging her hips. It's almost as if she could care less. Her husband's retired. She's making a lot of money. She's going to go home to deviled eggs. She's having the girls over for bridge. You know, come at me. You know, try and change me. I change you. You don't change me. That's the attitude here with the Prancercise face first. All right, here we go.
Blah, 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 blah.
Turn it off.
What?
Blah.
What are you talking about?
Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. Turn this off, too. I've got, I don't know how many machines working here.
Why'd you turn it off?
I turned it off because I want to know what this bleh is.
That's not, I'm counting it. Is this guy stupid or something?
Listen, she's counting it down.
Yeah, what's with you?
Yeah, what's with you?
What do you mean, what's with me? Bleh, bleh?
That was one, two, three.
You don't understand one, two, three when you hear it.
Not really.
Just, I'll do it, thank you. Here we go. One, two, three, go. Go.
B-
I can tell you this. If Jimmy Matcham had this exercise on that fateful night at St. Mary's, we might not have needed EMTs. All right, here we are. They're cutting loose. Oh, God. This is Joanna at her best. She's cutting loose. She's doing what I call the free form. It's Prancercise with wings. It's Prancercise, but we're flying. And this is where we try to make the face get airborne. And I know it sounds ridiculous, Phil, but what we're trying desperately to...
What are you crying for?
I'm crying because a young man might have died because of me.
Why'd he almost suffocate?
Three guesses.
Well, isn't that more of a weight problem than...
How dare you... Okay. So here we go. One, two, three. I want to see. Now watch this as we're flying. Let your face go, ladies. Let your face go. Imagine that your face is not limited by your skull. In other words, your face is... It's free of the head. It's just it's teeth and a nose. Well, I don't know.
So, all right, my teeth and my nose are doing what?
Well, if they're not on your head, what do you think they're...
Are they flying?
Yes. Turn it off.
Yep, Ms. Graham.
Turn it the hell off. I give up. Where is the toilet paper, please?
Oh, come on, will you, Margaret?
No, I give up. If you're going to sit there and make these jokes, and you're going to sit there and go, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Look, when you say stupid stuff like, where do you think your face is if it isn't on your head?
And even now, Phil, you laugh and you smile and you stifle a guffaw, don't you?
Yes, I do. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Where do you think your face is, Phil? All right, it's flying through the air. And we laughed. We laughed at the notion of our faces flying through the air. And you turn everything off and you got to go to the bathroom and have another bathroom break.
Well, why don't you have the guts to say it what it is? A bowel movement.
Okay, a bowel movement.
How dare you?
You asked... And by the way, I'm telling you, the budget for toilet paper around here it's starting to get a little steep. I'm not kidding you. I mean, we're going up into we're going three figures every month on toilet paper.
I hope you go to four figures. If I need it, I need it.
Well, go ahead. Go do your thing.
I don't take my direction from you.
Okay, so that's the Prancercise.
I'm not done. I'll be right back.
You don't go into the bathroom in the middle of it. 877-876-PHIL. Now, Dr. Jim Sadler is a weightlifter and a fitness guru. I wouldn't say a guru, although Dr. Sadler has done some weightlifting competition and so forth, joining us from San Diego. Dr. Sadler, very pleasant good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Phil.
Are you familiar with Prancercise?
I'm not familiar with Prancercise. I had heard about it this weekend. And, of course, I went online to youtube.com, and I looked it up. And I saw this woman gallivanting down the lane. Now, I talked to my wife, Mandy. She's involved in a lot of the body sculpting and weightlifting that I'm involved in. And I said, what do you make of this? And she said, it looks pretty far out. And I said, well... I said, for the woman, she looks to be in her 60s, wearing a very thick coating of Revlon lipstick. The hair is a bouffant. The pants are sucked up. And then I said, if that ain't moose knuckle, then I'm, then my name is Jack Belain.
Can we not do that?
I'm sorry, but
the most of the commentary about this video that we have been hearing about this past few days has to do with the woman's tights are a little tight, and okay, so they are. I don't know that it's something that until recent times when there was a lot of commentary on it.
Well, I don't think it's ever been evident. I don't think that our mother's generation or our grandmother's generation walked around with a toe, and I think that it bears a statement that if my mother, your mother, walked around in the kitchen. Making us bologna sandwiches and jello, and to watch Sheriff John, and she's got, you know, toe, would you be able to keep it down? You know, I wouldn't have neither. So I think that it bears a statement. Now, as to the exercise itself.
What about this facial exercise that Margaret's doing?
Well, I was going to say that as ridiculous as Margaret has been in presenting it, I think there she's got a very good point. The face has something like 8 trillion, I don't know how, it's got a lot of muscles, 8,000, 8 trillion muscles. It has more muscles per square foot or per square, I don't know.
But per square inch.
The what?
Per square inch?
Yeah, per square inch. And you know, there's just a lot happening. And so when your face is neglected, and believe me when I tell you, here's a joke for you. Does your face hurt? Phil?
Yeah.
Does your face hurt?
No.
Well, it's killing me. well, you know, that's, you're supposed to laugh at that.
That's about the oldest joke I've ever heard.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the oldest joke. So in other words, the face is neglected.
Yeah, the face is neglected. And if you take one long look at a few of these people around here, you know what I mean. And my wife, what's that, honey? Yeah.
What'd she say?
She's talking about my, you know, something. How about your kisser? Why don't you take a look in the mirror? She's talking about my face.
I think that when we start talking about faces and we start critiquing each other's faces, we're going down a slippery slope, okay?
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. Slippery slope. Talk about your double entendre. Boy, you really love to live dangerous, don't you? I got your slippery slope. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said, Robert? He said slippery slope, and you're talking about a face. And
okay, now I got to take a break because you jackasses are taking so long getting to the point. Dr. Jim Sadler, we're going to talk more about the benefits, health benefits of the Prancercise, including the new facial Prancercise, as introduced by Margaret Gray, who's in the bathroom right now using the toilet, but she'll be out momentarily. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray has joined us again. Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line, and we have also got Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy to talk about this Prancercise. Let me just roll one more time the audio here so you can hear a little bit of the sound of this lady's voice, the music that is used, and the idea that there is a prancing motion. And Dan, would you lay that word on me one more time? It's not isometrics. It's prancermetric. What did you? Plyometrics. Plyometrics are a form of an isometric. If I remember my isometrics from school, it's when you're basically applying muscular tension, creating muscular tension, which in turn will bulk or create some bulk in the muscle groups. Now, this is toning, I would imagine, but let's listen now to Ms. Rohrbach here.
Hello, I'm Joanna Rohrbach of Prancercise LLC.
I got Vernon Dozier on the line
here. I'm here today to show you the four modes of Prancercise.
And Vernon, are you there?
My ankle weights
in
place.
I'm right here.
And my music.
And Dr. Sadler?
So let's stop talking.
Yeah, I want to listen to. Here we go. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Look. Right there. See? You see? You see what she's doing? The rear end? I can't see anything. Well, I'm following along at home. Aren't you following along at home?
What?
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
So, you see, Doctor, it's very infectious.
Yeah, no, it's very good. La-da-da-da. See, now she's moving it back and forth, back and forth. I like it when the motion is back and forth, up and down. Yeah. Yeah, look at that, huh? Yeah.
Dr. Sadler.
I'm sorry. Okay. See that? And she's tensing right up there, and yeah, that's where you got to do it. And I have to tell you, kill the music for a minute, will you? Kill it. Please, God, thank you. I have to tell you, Mr. Hendry, that what has been referred to on this program and on another program is what you would call camel toe or camel
you know, the camel toe is actually a part of the exercising, which creates that sort of look, you know.
Phil, this is Vernon Dozier. Can I just ask you something?
Go ahead.
I want to ask the doctor, because I've been involved in physical fitness for quite some time. One of the things that I do, obviously, is not only as I'm a coach, but I'm also an individual who is going to involve the students, young athletes, in exercise. Now, what is it about prancercise that makes this woman's tights suck right up in there?
Well, I don't think you're being quite fair when you say suck right up in there. I think you're making it sound like she's doing it on purpose.
Well, I suspect that she is.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not kidding.
Excuse me. This is Margaret Gray, Mr. Dozier. What are you saying? This woman's a very dear friend of mine.
I'm saying that she began the video by double-checking a crotch-high mirror. I know this is going to sound shocking.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
That's what I'd like to know. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Let me just say this to you, okay?
A crotch-high mirror?
Yeah, hold on. Now, I happen to know that this production crew has as a member of their team, he's a cable puller. He's also was a short time one of their sound guys, Bill Fletcher and Bill Rendille. You know, both of these guys are members of the crew. Now, both of them are little people. All right, Bill himself is only about 3'7". This guy has been used time and again with this roarback to walk up and hold that mirror.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, yeah, right. So you're trying to tell me that they hired a midget?
Hey, watch that midget stuff. This guy's a dear friend of mine, okay? Now, he told me that...
Wait, this guy, you heard this firsthand from this guy.
You better believe it. Bill says to me that he walks over and I said, just go ahead and hold it about level with your face.
Well, see, I can hear him going, wait a minute, how did I get on the microphone?
Yeah, you're supposed to be on the phone.
I'm sorry. I can hear him,
Well, if he gets to do that, I get to do that. Get back on the phone, both of you.
Sorry.
I don't understand. I'm a dog and a guest, and where are you anyway?
It's my league night. I'm bowling. You got a problem with that? You got a problem with that, too? You got a problem with midgets? You got a problem with bowling? You hate everything American.
Oh, sure. Here I am trying to build up the prancercise.
Prancercise ain't American, okay? It has not yet established itself as anything even close to being American. It looks Eastern European to me. It looks like the dance of the vampire. I hate it, and I hate you.
Well, he hung up.
What a child. And Vernon, if you're listening, it proves what a child you are, and you lose the debate.
I don't know that it was a debate, Margaret.
Well, it sounds like it was a debate to me, and I think he loses by virtue of him hanging up.
All right, well, he says he knows a member of the crew that was a little person that held the mirror face high.
What mirror?
He's claiming that the mirror was held face high so she could get that, get the toe.
Wait, what are you trying to tell me, that it was on purpose before they even rolled the cameras, that she decided to pull the tights up real tight? Why?
Obviously to prove that this prancercise is something that it enables and empowers muscles as yet even undiscussed, or as yet discussed. It empowers a muscle group in a woman. By God, you better genuflect and thank God Almighty that you're able to even discuss it. That's what I think.
All right, do we have to be that dramatic?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. As a woman... And I think if every woman out there thanks God himself that finally, finally, we have an exercise that enables us to point at it and say, guys, take a look. Huh?
Well, I don't know any women that would do that.
Oh, you don't? Well, I'm sorry, Mary Jane. Ooh!
Making fun of you.
Well, if you want to talk disrespectfully...
Phil, don't be such a sissy.
I don't think it's being a sissy.
Why don't you stuff a sock in it, doctor? You and that tongue, that speech impediment, because you tried to French kiss a jaguar, Unbelievable.
The car?
No, the cat.
I was not a Jaguar, I was a cheetah, okay?
I don't care what he was doing with your wife. What about that?
But, what, you're doing shtick now?
Yes.
All right, thanks a lot, Margaret.
Well, Phil...
Never mind. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Sadler, and thank you, Joanna Rohrbach, for your very fine Prancercise video. And, Vernon, sorry you had to hang up again, because you weren't getting the respect you were due. I think she's probably going to go on and make a lot of money on this video. I don't think Margaret's facial Prancercise is going to take off at all. In fact, I think it's going to put back on, or whatever you want to call it. And I also think Dr. Sadler should just go ahead and stick to doing psychiatry or veterinary medicine or whatever it is and leave the shtick to those that shtick. Oh, and by the way, Margaret, we're very happy to hear about your college chum. He survived the suffocation.
Yes, and don't go giggling about it. You know.
Well, either he survived... So what if he had facial exercises? How's that going to take any weight off of your... Well, I shouldn't have said.
How did...
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Oh, man, you let the cat out.
Phil Henry.